Amen. Lord Jesus. Let's have some prayer. Amen. Lord, amen. Lord Jesus. Well, this morning we thank you.
Amen.
And we worship you as our creator.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that not only you have stretched forth the heavens,
amen,
that you have laid the foundations of the earth.
Amen.
Lord, now you have formed a human spirit within us.
Amen.
Lord, that we may contact you.
Amen.
Oh, we may receive you.
Amen.
Worship you, live you.
Amen.
And even to be one spirit with you.
Amen.
For the fulfillment of your eternal purpose.
Amen.
Lord, this morning we praise you again.
Amen.
For regenerating us.
Amen.
With your life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Our human spirit.
Amen.
Could be indwelled by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
We do pray that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
the Father of glory,
amen,
may give to us,
amen,
a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
amen,
in the full knowledge of Him,
amen,
your beloved,
amen,
that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened,
amen,
that we may know, what is the hope of your calling,
amen,
what are the riches of your glory, of inheritance in the saints,
amen,
that we may experience, Lord, your fourfold power,
amen,
that is operating in Christ,
amen,
not only in Christ,
amen,
but also to us who believe,
amen,
in the body,
amen,
that we may become the fullness of the one,
amen,
who fills all in all.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we do want to see,
amen,
the great mystery of Christ in the church,
amen,
in the book of Ephesians.
Amen.
Give the session to you.
Amen.
Give the beginning of this training to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn to page 11. The morning session, session one. Morning session, session one. Message one in your handbook. Brother Dennis shared with us last night that the burden of the college training is of six aspects. Right? Six aspects. What are the six aspects? Vision, truth, life, the church life, the gospel, and blending. All these, the college training is to make us the age-turners, the overcomers today.
Right, right.
Right? So here we have, I'd like to give a little overview of the sessions we have. In the morning watch session, they help us to enjoy God in fellowship. Right? We need to touch God. To have an interpersonal, intimate fellowship with the Lord.
Right.
To fall in love with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Right? So unless we fall in love, we have that time and fellowship with Him, we don't care about what He wants. Mm. We don't know Him. We won't care about what He wants.
Right.
Right? Then we come to this session of five messages. This five messages show us that our human spirit is the key to see and to experience Christ for the church life. I repeat again. So this whole line, the five messages you'll hear and you will prophesy on Friday, you'll prophesy, is to show us the key to experience Christ, right? The key and to build up the church for the church life. Okay, then we have the morning session number two. This session one. After this, morning session number two will show us the practical church life in the practices of twos and threes.
Yes.
Right? We talk about exercise our spirit, right? To see the vision, to experience Christ for the church life. But that practically, it is in the twos and threes.
Yes.
That will be next session. Then we'll have lunch. And in the afternoons, actually, we will help you to get together in groups.
Yes.
And also in twos and threes.
Amen.
To practice what we have in the second morning session.
Right.
Now, we'll touch a lot of points. What do you do in the twos and threes? Right? Not only here, but when you go back to the church life. Still to be in the twos and threes with your companion. To be in the church life. And of course, then we come to the evening session. The evening session messages present to us the theme of this training.
Right, right.
You know, that is the vision of the revelation of the mystery.
Right.
So we hope we'll, all the morning sessions, what we practice, will help us to keep awake.
Amen.
Be ready to receive the speaking in the evening.
Yeah.
Right, to see the revelation of the mystery. Okay? Amen. So let us read the session title, session one title, together. The human spirit revealed in Ephesians. Okay, again. The human spirit revealed in Ephesians. There are four books that are the heart of the divine revelation. But in here, especially in the book of Ephesians, concerning the church. So in this book of six chapters, actually, it is full of the revelation of the triune God. And full of the revelation concerning the heart's desire, right? The economy of the triune God is accomplished through his dispensing even his what? Transmission.
Right.
Not only you have the drip, drip, drip in your water bottle, we have the Niagara Falls. We pass by, right? I think our car, we pass by Niagara Falls. There is a Niagara Falls of God's economy. The triune God is dispensing himself, transmitting himself to us.
Right?
But there's a goal. There's a goal of his economy. There is an end product.
Right.
That what he wants. What is that?
Yeah.
The church. Mm. Right? That is what's in his heart desire.
Yeah.
Right? Right? The church, but ultimately consummating in the New Jerusalem.
Yeah.
But with all what the trans God's dispensing, transmission, and with the goal, right, of producing the church as his body, there is a crucial, crucial, crucial thing. What is that? What session are we on? Let's say, my spirit.
Amen.
Amen. How I say, my spirit.
Amen.
Right? Without our spirit,
right,
our human spirit,
yeah,
we cannot. What is God, triune God to us?
That's right.
It's just a theory. What is the church to us? It's just a place we socialize.
Yeah.
We have a lot of friends. You know, I don't know, what do you do together? You know, but no, right? The human spirit actually is a key to our human life. Not only Christian life, first of all, I say, it's a key to our human life.
Yeah.
It is a key to our Christian life, and it is a key to the church life.
Yeah.
So the human spirit, and the human spirit, we had to know. We had to know the human spirit. So in a sense, you can say, no spirit. Of course, no spirit could be the Lord's spirit, right? The big spirit and our human spirit. You can say, no spirit, no life. In a sense, no spirit, no body.
Right.
No spirit, in a sense, no God.
Yeah.
I was in Germany, on campus, Cologne campus, where they had a right. No. Bikers come. We're just setting up tables. Free study Bible in German. Sorry, my German's not good, okay? But we say, free, welcomen, free study Bible, that's all I can say. Then bikers come by and say, God is dead. In one place, they will surround the table, not allowing people to come in. They will mock at us, laugh at us. God is dead. But if I were there, you know, that was pretty. The second time he laughed, I said, you will see him when you die. I would tell him, you'll see him. You'll see God when you die. Don't say God is dead. But to those who does not know the human spirit, those intellectuals, higher critics, whatever you are, to those in their mind, some even in their flesh. Yeah, it talks about some people are like animals without the spirit. I don't know what kind of life we live. If we do not know our human spirit, in a sense, to them, there's no God. I was in Champaign campus talking, you know, we had gospel, and it was 100 degrees. We were talking to, we're on the street. Okay, talking to my three atheists from India. I said, I used to be a Christian. Now I don't believe in God anymore. Yeah, used to be. I said, what do you mean I used to be? used to be. Then I asked him. Finally, I kind of pinned him down. He said, if God exists, what do I do with my sins? He can deal with his life. He cannot deal with his sins. So therefore, God does not exist. If God exists, then I'm in trouble. Anyway, so I don't want to go into too much. So, brother and sister, we had to treasure and know our human spirit. Even in helping gospel friends, touch the spirit. One part of the spirit is touch the conscience. Don't debate. I mean, you can debate all this you want, but touch the human spirit. People are regenerated in their spirit. Okay, so you got an important point. Even for human life, you don't know your human spirit. You're gone. What are you living for? Anyway, just living in your flesh, living in the world, living in your mind. I don't know, living your emotion. I don't know where you will be living. Okay, so that's go on. So anyway, so we have five messages covering the six chapters, and I will show you the outline and the excerpt. So excerpts, okay. Please find the time to read the ministry excerpt if you have the time. But basically, the five outlines are composed this way, in two sections. The first section gives you the fundamental facts or truth concerning our human spirit. And then the second section, usually you look at this outline, has Roman number 1 and Roman number 2.
Right.
So, you know, every message, following message, except for message 5, is putting the 2 and 3. But actually, it's talking about not only the facts, but also talk about the function, our experiences of the Spirit.
Right.
Okay. And hopefully, not only we know the fact, we have some, know the function and experiences of this our human spirit, but each message, I hope that you can grasp, you can take home with one practice that will help you to exercise your spirit. Okay, got it? Facts, experience, vision, experience, and what? Practice. So after this message, actually, I'm going to tell you, okay, you have a human spirit. Let's read Roman number 1 together, okay? A human spirit okay, so Roman number 1 tells us a fact, that we have a human spirit, okay? And let's go to Roman number 2. Let's read it together.
God has given us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Our regenerated human spirit is loved by our spirit of God, so that we may see a vision of Christ and the church.
Yes. Okay, so not only do we have a human spirit, but we have a regenerated human spirit indwelled by this, right, to what? To this is a title, to receive revelation. Right? This is not only we have a human spirit, but this human spirit needs to be regenerated to receive revelation. Okay, now I'm going to go down to the practice.
Amen.
Prayer reading.
Very good.
Mm. Prayer reading. Not just you. Amen. You know. Okay. How do you memorize the verses? Pray, read it. If we have time, we'll show. You know, if we don't have time, we'll see. I'm limited by time, but I can finish my message now. Right? I gave you the fact.
Amen.
How about, let's say, I have a spirit.
Amen.
Can you say that?
Amen.
I have a spirit. Amen. Again, I have a spirit. Okay. Those who does not have a spirit, please raise up your hand. Okay, make sure, okay, no one, right? We all, as men, we all have a human spirit formed by God. So you have to treasure your spirit. Okay, Roman number 2, I have a regenerated spirit. Let's say that. I have a regenerated spirit. Okay, not only I have a human spirit, but I have a regenerated spirit. Right, to receive revelation concerning, right, God, concerning Christ and the church. Right, and number the third thing is what I. How do you practice and experience this? You need to pray, read, pray, read. We need to pray, read the divine revelation, the Word of God. If you get these 3 points, I'm finished. I don't have to speak, but we need to go in details. Right, the details filling in. You have to see the importance of the human spirit. Okay. Well, anyway, let's go on to, there is something I'd like to share with you in a matter of relating with the spiritual things. It is a realm. In John chapter 3, right, you have an old man, maybe with a beard, I don't know, one of those rabbis. Nicodemus came to see the Lord Jesus. I don't know if with a cane or not. He said, you know, a rabbi, you know, all the miracles or, you know, whatever you do, you must be a teacher sent from God. But what did the Lord tell him? Is it teaching? No? Is it morality? Is it, of course, different cases, is it, you know, what did the Lord tell him? Truly, 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 I say to you, unless a man is what? Is born of water and the Spirit, right? Born new, right, one time. You cannot, what?
See.
You cannot see, okay? You cannot see. Okay, don't think a your professor in your whatever bio class 101, he's going to tell you there's no God. From evolution, you know, there's, okay, don't listen to that. I'm thinking of a little inoculation, right? Yeah, don't listen to all those, okay? Unless you're born of the Spirit, you're born again, you cannot see, right? And unless you're born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot what? Enter into. So our seeing in the spiritual things is our entrance. If you don't see it, you can't enter into it. But later on, talk about the divine and mystical realm. We go, it's a spiritual. No, it's not spiritual realm. It's not this. It's a spirit. It's a triune God. So we had to see it to enter into it. If you don't see yourself as a human being, I don't think you can live a proper human life. Actually, today, most of the people in the world don't know how to live a human life. Proper human life created by God, according to God's purpose, they do not know. Because they do not see the matter of the Spirit. Okay, can someone read to us Zechariah 12:1? Okay, I like the verses. Get ready, your Bibles, or your whatever, okay, devices you have. I like for you, when I say verses, you know, be ready. I mean, I'm just going to go through the verses. You got all the points, right? I have a human spirit. I have a regenerated spirit to see, receive revelation by pray, reading the word of God. Okay, you got it. You got a message, right? But what are the basis? Right? What is the word of Jehovah? The burden of the Jehovah. What is God's burden? What is, okay, I like for you to stand up, even in the meetings. Paul told Timothy, you need to what? Declare. Right, the word of God in the meetings.
Right.
So, okay, go ahead, brothers. Whoever's ready, please stand up and declare.
Amen.
Right, not just declare.
Zechariah 12:1.
Okay, go ahead.
Whoever has, stand up.
Yeah, sit up. Exercise.
Burden of the word of Jehovah concerning Israel. Thus declares Jehovah, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him.
Amen.
Amen. Again, okay, very, very good, very good. But I like the stretching part, and the laying part, and the forming part. Can we do that again?
Sure.
The burden of the word of Jehovah concerning Israel. Thus declares
Jehovah.
And lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him.
Thank you. Amen. Wow. Have you seen the Hubble telescope? Wow. It's stretching. It is still stretching. You know how big the universe is? I'm not an astrophysicist. I don't know. You know, I just watch some whatever programs you have. The whole universe. How big? How gigantic? How many galaxies we have? Millions, billions. I mean, hard to describe. So God has stretched forth the heavens. And he has laid the foundations of the earth. So we're at Niagara Falls, you know. To form that takes millions of years. It's about two or 3 million gallons per second. Wow. You just sit there. Oh. So the psalmist in the Psalms, what is man? When he gazed into the stars, he said, what is man? Who am I that you are mindful? You know, God is mindful of you. What is man? And other places in Psalms, I'm like just like a worm. Right. You know, sometimes you feel, don't you feel like a worm?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you're in jail in school? I don't know where you're jailed in. Okay? Don't you feel like you're trapped? Then you say, oh, Lord, what is man? Right? I took a video at Iguazu Falls in Brazil.
Right.
175 falls.
Niagara. 175.
No. Yeah. No. 175 falls. Niagara Falls. Iguazu, Brazil. So I took a photo of, I don't know what kind of warm, it's a little warm, it goes like, choo, 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 choo. So I took a film, the warm behind the fall is the background. I took a video. My wife said, what are you doing here? You're not looking, as I'm looking at man, me, what is man? Sometimes, don't you feel like a worm, okay? That is why so many suicides. I'm sorry, we're in Ithaca. Who else with me in Ithaca? Raise up your hand. You visit Ithaca, there's a bridge.
Yeah.
Now they put wires on them. Mm-hmm. You know why?
So many suicides.
People jump off the bridge. Suicides. You know the number of suicides? People are in depression in the United States. I don't know, care. It's not the money. It's not the education. People are committing suicides. You know, I didn't get an A. I didn't get what I want, so jump off the bridge. No, don't ever, okay? Any one of you here? Okay, I'm not saying you. We should know better. Don't ever let this thought cross your mind.
Right.
Whatever happens, know God loves you. For God so loved the world, right? So loved the world, so loved me. I am the meaning of the universe. Can we sing that song? Oh, I'm a man. I'm the meaning of the universe. Yes, I'm a man.
I'm the meaning of the universe.
I made me sad. I am so much. I'm the center and the meaning
of the universe.
I hope this morning you see it. You are. Let's say we are.
We are
the center and the meaning of the universe. Why? Because God has made us not only here, all the footnotes, I read through a lot of footnotes, cross-references, I read a lot, but I just want to impress you with one point, is that our human spirit, God did not form, he said, did not form a man, he said, he formed the spirit of the man. Why am I so important? Why am I the center and the meaning of the universe? The heavens is for the earth is for man. And why am I so important? It's because I have a human spirit.
Amen.
You got it? So don't ever give up. Whatever happening, people live by their emotions. People fall into depression. You know, people live by their mind. No, we have to know our human spirit.
Amen.
Let's go to the point here. Okay. Sister A, brothers 1 and sisters 2. Okay, A, but sisters. Okay, so I think I stretch enough, right? The importance, it's equating as important as the heaven is important as the earth, our human spirit. But when was it formed? It was formed when God breathed into, right? In Genesis 2:7, Jehovah God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul, right? So you had formed dust, right? He breathed into us, then soul, then, right? As he breathed in us, it formed, we become a living soul.
Right.
So we have the breath of God. So our spirit is formed by the breath of God.
Right.
It's not the triune God himself. No, it's, but yet, let's read down, okay? One.
The breath of life breathed into man's nostrils was not the eternal life of God, nor the spirit of God.
Something very close. So in a sense, we have something, our human spirit,
right,
that can conduct fellowship, electricity, right? Something in us as an organ that's very much related with God. So God today is seeking the true worshipers. God is spirit, John 4:24. Who is God? God God's essence. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. You see? So we have something we can worship, we can serve, we can fellowship, we can fall in love. I mean, we can contain God. That is our human spirit. When he formed us, right? It's just a breath. I mean, we have a human spirit, okay? Two. Human spirit. Of course, in this section, I probably referred to you to read at the back. The first three paragraphs, talk about the matter of Proverbs. The spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah. The Hebrew word for nashma, right? It means the same word in Genesis 2:7 for breath. You know, please read that section that supports this. So here we have the spirit witnesses with our spirit. We are the children of God. And so our spirit can even become one spirit with God. He who is joined to the spirit, to the Lord, is one spirit. Wow. We can be one spirit, right, with God. Wow. Amen, right? So this shows the nature, right? So we can. We can be regenerated. Let's go to point B. All together.
In the eyes of God, the human spirit is ranked with the heavens and the earth, because with it man may contact God.
Receive God, worship God, live God, fulfill God's purpose, and be one with God. So you got it? Amen. So please pay attention. We have a human spirit. But that's only, the fact. The most important part is on the second. Let's go to Roman number 2. Okay, let's read it again. So God has given us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Our regenerated human spirit, indwelled by the Spirit of God, so that we may see a vision
of Christ and the church.
Okay, I have a little burden on this point about regeneration and experience of regeneration. I don't know. I grew up as a third generation Christian. You call it a children's meeting or Sunday school, whatever you call that. So I was baptized actually 4 times. Sprinkled as a baby. 12 times, 12 years old, confirmation, you know, sprinkled again. then I made a recovery, you know, that baptized and buried. let me tell you, okay. God needs to be my God. God needs to be your God. It cannot be your parents' God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So he is living, not only to your parents. So have you ever, let me tell you, I'm not clear. Some are clear, like 8 or 9 years old. He's consecrated. He touched the Lord. But I was kind of clear when I was 12, you know, sprinkled. I know I'm a sinner. So I can curse, I can lie. You know, I know that. But not until when I was 16, I was on my way. I was so much in my mind, I said, oh, maybe I've been brainwashed by my parents. Okay. Brainwashed. So I was born in a Christian family. What happened? Buddha ends on this other end, you know? Muhammad, Buddha, you know? Then all my life I've been believing something that is not real. Yeah. Okay, then, of course, you go to college, you get challenged of your faith. So I remember that day, I was driving on Freeway 5. I just prayed, God, I don't know, I don't want to call you whatever, but I want to know you.
Amen.
That day, God came into my life, came into me. Do you have these experiences? Can you raise up your hand if you have these experiences? Okay, the brother on the back. So how old were you? What were your experiences? I like to hear that.
25,
okay. Right? So I wish I don't have the time. Actually, I want you to share 2x2s with each other. Your experience of this. Mm-hmm. There must be at least one time in your life that you touch God. Right. Or else, what is a conference? I mean, you've been to many conferences. Summer School Truth, some of you have been to, you know. College training, it's not a high. You know, you come in, you make more friends. It has to do with your regenerated spirit. Right. You have to experience God in such a personal way. Touch Him in a real way. Right. Then all this will make sense.
Yeah.
Because in the spirit, God will give you the spirit of, it is a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Right. Right.
But if you do not have it, please, by the end of this training, you know, go to the Lord, ask for it. Say, Lord, I want to know you, to be so real in my life.
Amen.
Not just a doctrine,
right.
Not just my parents or my serving ones, but my God.
Amen.
I want you to know you as my God.
Amen.
I hope by the end of this training, all of you will have such an interaction.
Amen.
Dealing with the Lord. Okay, amen?
Amen.
Right? If you don't know how, you know, just go to the Lord or find a serving one. They'll help you. Okay, that's read on A. Okay.
We need wisdom and revelation in order to perceive the spiritual things.
So actually, we have it, in a sense. Because when we have the regenerated spirit, it is the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You say, what is wisdom? Let's look at it. A, one, wisdom. So in Colossians 1:9, 1 Corinthians 2:10, only the Spirit of God, right, knows. The Spirit of man knows about the things of man. Only the Spirit of God knows, right, searches all the depth, all the mysteries of God. Yet this Spirit is in our spirit. So the wisdom is not like the Old Testament. So I went through the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs and Job. The fear of Jehovah, you know, is the beginning of knowledge. And the wisdom. So actually, the whole book of Job talks about human life. All the friends, they talk about human standpoint of honoring your parents, you know, all of that. But this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about spiritual things of God in our spirit. You got it? So wisdom gives us understanding. Okay, let's go on. A and B. We cannot... Okay, I'll read. Cleverness is in the mind, but wisdom is in our spirit. So it's not, okay, you find your counselor, you know, what am I going to do for my job, you know, job fair? You're seeking wisdom from an older person. But no, this is something of God, of God's economy in our spirit. Okay, but not only we have wisdom, but the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So revelation is the opening of the veil. It's through God the Spirit in our spirit. Okay, I will read three. First, we must have spiritual understanding, the wisdom in our spirit. Then the Spirit of God can reveal the spiritual things to our spirit to give us revelation. Okay, and four, we need to exercise our spirit. Okay, I'll stop here. Okay, I only have 4 minutes. It's okay. Okay, I need brothers here. Okay, one, two. Can you two come up? Okay. Quickly, please. I don't have time. He's tall. Okay, say that. Okay, you stand here, you stand here. Okay, you stand facing him. Okay, yeah. Okay, or you don't have to face him. Up to you, okay? So this is triune God, okay? God has a heart's desire. He has a good pleasure. He not only created the heavens and the earth, something's hidden in him. Actually, I have something hidden in me, but I forgot to bring it. I'll show you. Actually, it's a lampstand covered in, I was in Israel, so I brought a little lampstand, golden lampstand with me. It was hidden here, but I got something. Suppose this is, I was from Brazil. This is, diamond quartz. A lot of good stuff. Something treasure in your heart. Hold it here, okay? Okay. So first of all, you have to know God, right? You have to know a vision about God, right? You have to know Him. You have to love Him. If you don't want to know Him, you don't want to love Him, why is He going to show you his heart's treasure, Christ and the church. He's not, right? So first of all, you know, something's hidden. This is a vision, okay? It's a scenery, okay? I only 3 minutes, okay? Then, but first of all, you have to, what? Whenever the heart is turned to the Lord, the veil is taken away, right? So first of all, you have to turn your heart, right? You have to turn, right? Repent. Before you're doing pokey, go, Pokemon Go, or whatever. Okay, anyway, you're focusing, woo, you know. Okay, do your camera, please. Focus on the triune God, right? Turn your heart, but you still have, you know, as you turn your heart, you have veils. Actually, the song that we talk, you have the veil of the self, you have the veil of the flesh. You read that song, I don't have time. I listed all the veils to know God, the church. But God wants to reveal God as God, summer training. God in his ways, in his life, in his nature, in his love. So many things God wants to reveal. But you have to turn your heart. Your heart has to be single, pure, right? And set, turn to the veils, not only one. Actually, we have many veils. So we need to spend time. One, two, three. I don't know, maybe we have 50, 60 veils. Okay, not only one. Okay, the veil is taken away. So as we turn, right, there is a revelation. Before it was hidden, only hidden, to you is veil because of your heart. And God has also hidden because you're not close to him. You don't want him. But as you close to him, God unveiled, oh, there was a handsome man here. Handsome young man. You don't know who he is, right? But boom. Right? Wow. Ooh, wow. Ooh, wow. You know. Okay, whatever you say. God is so lovely. Okay, so you see, that's the unveiling. The revelation. Revealing. That is a revelation. But on your side, you could have it, right? You know, it's here. But what happened? Okay, so we need the wisdom to understand. The revelation to unveil, right? And we need a heart that is turned to the Lord, right? But something else more. If there's no light here, you cannot. But it is a camera, right? Camera. You have a scenery. You have a lens. You have the film, which is your heart, right? You need light. So that song is about light. Enlightenment on all the aspects. See, you got it?
Yeah.
Wonderful version. Okay. Unveil, revelation, and what is in his heart, heart's treasure, Christ in the church. But we need to turn our heart, open, single, pure. Next sessions we'll talk about focus. Set our mind on the Spirit. Don't trust in your mind. Don't trust in your emotions. Right? Then you will understand. Right? But much more, when God shines his light, you have seen. Everything is clear. Why am I living? Why am I living the Christian life? How to be a Christian? How to live the Christian life? It's all in the mingled spirit. Okay, so I better stop here. Thank you. But I just want to demonstrate last thing. Okay, let's read through, and I will. It's all here. Okay, then I'll just demonstrate one verse. We need to exercise our spirit, what? To pray read the word in order to receive wisdom and revelation from the word. This word was given to the apostles. It's written down. By reading it, that you may know. We can know what the apostles know. We can know what Paul knows. Right? Today. Now. How? By prayer reading. Get into the word. To know the same revelation. Okay, let's repeat together. Vision.
Vision results when we have revelation. The opening of the veil.
Sight. Light. And the right position. In order to see a vision, our heart must be turned to the Lord, that the veil may be taken away. 2 Corinthians 3:16. In order for the eyes of our heart to be able to see, we need to have a pure heart, a single heart. Right? To see a vision, we need to be open and consecrated. Only those who are open and consecrated or single can receive light when we read the Bible. In order to see a vision, we need to be in spirit and turn to see. So long we're in our spirit, we turn, we will see. Together, seeing a vision of Christ and the church.
May be likened to capturing a scene with a camera. The lens that must be removed.
Today, God's and God, His revelation is embodied in the Word. I just want to demonstrate 30 seconds. Prayer reading. Sometimes I say, okay, whenever the heart is turned to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Whenever. You say, oh, whenever. Amen. Whenever. Whenever. Amen. Whenever. Whenever. You know, you just keep doing that. But actually, I'm not saying it's not good. It's good to exercise the Spirit like I do, right? Don't you need to? You still do. Amen. You know, when, you know. But turn us to prayer. Lord, whenever.
Amen.
Lord, how about now?
Yeah.
Lord, my heart.
Yeah.
Whenever the heart, not only the heart. Lord, how about my heart?
Yeah.
As you pray, Lord, my heart. Oh, Lord, my heart.
Right.
Lord, may shine you something, you know.
Right.
Lord, my heart.
Right.
You deal with that. Lord, my heart. Oh, Lord, my heart.
Amen.
Oh, turn.
Amen.
Lord, turn my heart.
Yeah.
I want to turn my heart. You see, you can pray with an hour, just one verse. As you pray, as you read, God will shine. He will reveal himself. I better stop here. Amen. So the way is what? Pray, reading. Amen.
Amen.